Today's shir is Masechtas Brachos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We will beginning two lines from the top of the Amud with the words Revezib Rev Bun Boy. Before we begin, let us be makdim with two hakdamas. Firstly, that the Gemara came out on the bottom of Daf Aleph Amud Beis that two stars is considered Ben Hashmashas. Halachically, it is a safek whether it's Yom or whether it's Laila. The second hakdama is that the assumption of the Yishalmi is that in the Shaila of Hasra Safik, whether Hasra Safik is Shema Hasra or Loi Shema Hasra, the Yushalmi assumes that Hasra Safik is Loi Shema Hasra. And with this, let us begin the Gemara. Rav Yosi Rav Bun Boy, Rav Yosi Rav Bun had the following question. In Tamar, if it is true what we are saying, that Shnayim Safik, two stars, is considered Halachic Safik, Rosh Ne Kochavim, if let's say someone sees two stars Be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, V'Hisrubo, and during this halachic zman of Safik, Adam gave a person hasra, mi Safik, not to do a certain malacha, because perhaps it's considered night. And if it's night, then it's Shabbos. And the person went ahead, v'asa malacha, and did a malacha. So now it's a question of, at this point, we're not sure whether the person did an iser or not. Since Ben Hashmashas is a halachic Safik, the malacha which is done during Ben Hashmashas is not necessarily usher. It might be usher if we consider two stars like night, then it's usher to do malacha. If it's considered like day, then doing malacha is perfectly permissible. Misafik, it's always usher to do malacha. However, it's unclear whether the malacha was in actuality usher. Therefore, if we would just focus on this point in time, and nothing else happened, this would be considered Hasra Safik. And Hasra Safik is Loshma Hasra. We would not be able to punish such a person for a malacha, because it's unclear whether the malacha which he did was in actuality Aser. However, the case continued, and Rosh Shnei Kochavim, what happened was, subsequently on Motzei Shabbos, two stars were again seen, and Hasra was given. So again, let's read from the boy. Boy, in Tamar, if you'll tell me Shnayim Safik, two stars are Safik, Rosh Shnei Kochavim, if two stars are seen, Be'er Shabbos, V'Hisrubo, Hasar was given, V'asam Malacha, and he did Malacha, Rosh Shnei Kochavim, B'Motzei Shabbos. And then Motzei Shabbos came, and again, two stars were seen, V'Hisrubo, and Hasar was given, me Safik, perhaps it's considered day, and it's still Shabbos, and he did Malacha, V'asam Malacha. So the question is, is this considered a Hasraf Safik or not? So what are the two tzadim? L'chari, the two tzadim are like this. Do we view Bechlolius that together, both Motzei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, if we'll view them as one unit? So for sure, Memanoshach, Malacha was done, as the Gemara will end up answering. And it might be kedai just to read the answer of the Gemara, and then we'll speak out why the Gemara was Mesupik. Manashach, the Gemara answers, yes, it is considered a valid Hasra, it's not considered Hasra Safik, because Manashach HaMalacha was done, meaning, Manashach, Im HaRishayim Yayim, if the first two stars were considered Yayim, meaning that if on Erev Shabbos the two stars are considered Yayim and it's only Erev Shabbos and not a Malacha was not done on Erev Shabbos, then similarly on Motzei Shabbos, the two stars are considered Yaim. And if it's Yaim, then Malacha was done on Shabbos. And the Malacha which was done on Motzei Shabbos, one will be Mechoyah for. And the Hasra will be a valid Hasra. And if the Achrayim is Laila, if the two stars on Motzei Shabbos will be considered halachically like night, so Afarishanim Laila, then the two stars on Friday night, are also considered halachically laila v'yechayav al yishanim. And then the malacha which was done on Friday night, is considered being done on Shabbos. The malacha was done on Shabbos, and the hasra is a valid hasra. So, at this point, we see the Gemara saying, we view both Motzei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos as one unit, in that we focus in on both of them simultaneously. And we say, Memanoshach, one of them was Yaim, or one of them was Laila, and Memelo, one will be mechayiv for sure, because surely a malacha was done. So the Edom can say that we surely have given hasra to a vadai malacha. A malacha was surely done, and therefore our hasra is valid, because we as Edom must know when we give hasra that a malacha is being done. When we view Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos together, we definitely know that a malacha has taken place, and therefore the hasra is a valid hasra. L'chair, the other side of the question, which the Gemara is now saying this is clearly the correct side. But what was the other side of the question? The other side of the question, l'chair, was that we could view both Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos as two distinct separate points in time, and on each individual point in time, the Edom cannot necessarily say that a malacha was vaday done. L'mashal, if let's say we'll focus just on Erev Shabbos, so just on Erev Shabbos, we are mesupik whether it is considered yayim or whether it's considered laila. If it's considered yayim, a malacha was not necessarily done. On Motzei Shabbos, we again could also, we're mesupik, is Motzei Shabbos Laila and a malacha was not done, or is it Shabbos and malacha was done? So since each individual time is a suffix, so therefore the Gemara had a sad that this is considered hasra suffix and it's loishma hasra. The Gemara is coming out, it's not true, really, it's not considered hasra suffix. About the hasra suffix is loishma hasra, but this is not considered hasra suffix because the Edom know surely that a malacha has taken place. It's important to note that in this last question that we've just been discussing, the Pnei Moshe speaks out that we're talking about someone who did a malacha the entire Bein Hashmashas, both by Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Why is this so? Because if we're dealing with someone who did a malacha only in part of Bein Hashmashas, then even if we would look at both Bein Hashmashas simultaneously, we would not necessarily be able to say for certain that a malacha was done. Let's say someone did a malacha only for only part of Bein Hashmashas. So then, even if he would do a malacha on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, we could say that the time that he did the malacha during Bein Hashmashas and Erev Shabbos was in fact Friday and not yet Shabbos. And at the time that he did the malacha on Motzei Shabbos, perhaps that was actually considered already Sunday, halachically. It's only if he does the malacha the entire Bein Hashmashas that we can say for certain that a malacha was done. Because by Bein Hashmashas, we really have three ways of looking at Bein Hashmashas. It's either the entire Bein Hashmashas is Yaim, the entire Bein Hashmashas is Laila, or perhaps it could be, there's really a third side, which is that maybe part of Bein Hashmashas is Yaim and part of Bein Hashmashas is Laila. So even if someone did a malacha both on Erev Shabbos and on Motzei Shabbos, in the third option, that part of Bein Hashmashas is Yom, part of Bein Hashmashas is Laila, it's not necessarily true that he did a malacha on Shabbos. Because it could be that for the first few minutes of Bein Hashmashas on Erev Shabbos, it was still considered Yom, and therefore the malacha that was done during that time is considered like he did a malacha on Friday. And on Motzei Shabbos, perhaps the latter few minutes of Bein Hashmashas is considered, it's already considered Laila, and therefore it's as if he did Malacha on Sunday, and therefore it's not necessarily clear that a Malacha was done. Therefore, the Pnei Moshe speaks out, we have to be talking about someone who did a Malacha the entire Bein Hashmashas, both on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara now continues with an Imtim Salimer question. And that is that if we'll assume that, like we've been saying, that in this first question that we've been dealing with, one is mechayev mamanashach, because a full shear of a malacha was done on Erev Shabbos and on Motzei Shabbos, and mamanashach, one is going to be mechayev for the full shear malacha which was done on either Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. The question, though, now becomes, if let's say someone did only a chatzi shir malacha on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, can we be mitzarif that chatzi shir to another chatzi shir which was done on Shabbos itself? And the Gemara now continues with the following. Ro shnei kochavim be'er Shabbos. If let's say someone sees two kochavim on Erev Shabbos, the katzer kechati gregoris, and he cut a chati gregoris, meaning that he cut only a half a shear on the bein hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, b'shachris, and then on Shabbos morning, where it's for sure that he's doing a malacha, the katzer kechati gregoris, he cut a half a gregoris, so he did another chati shear. So at this point, it's a suffix whether he did a malacha, a full ma'isa malacha. Again, he had to do this ma'isa malacha in one halama, one forgetfulness, in order to be mechuyev, a chatos. But assuming that he did do this all in one halama, so then it's a suffix whether he is, in fact, mechuyev a chatos, because the first chati shir which he did was done during the bein hashmashos. It could be that that was actually not a malacha. Ro shnei kochavim v'mayti Shabbos v'katzer kechati gregoris. What happens? He sees two kochavim motzei Shabbos and again does a ktsira of a chatzi gregoris, of a chatzi shir. So at this point, do we say we can be mitzarif the chatzi shir of Erev Shabbos with the chatzi shir on Shabbos? In addition to the fact that there was another chatzi shir on motzei Shabbos, do we say mamonoshach there is a chatzi shir which is between Erev Shabbos and motzei Shabbos? If we look at them both simultaneously, between both of them, for sure there was a chatzi gregoris which was done b'isser, and therefore we could be mitzarefit with the chatzi shir which was done on Shabbos, or do we say that we don't necessarily view both of them simultaneously, and each chatzi shir, the chatzi shir of Erev Shabbos and the chatzi shir of Motzei Shabbos, cannot be viewed simultaneously together, and therefore, each one individually is a suffix whether it's considered a ma'isa malacha, and we can't be mitzarefit with the chatzi shir of Shabbos in order to be mechayev this person a chatos. Here too, the Gemara answers mamanoshach im harishenim yaimhein, if the first cutting was done during yaim. Then the second cutting on Motzei Shabbos was done during Yom, and we would be able to join together the Chatzi Shira of Shachris with the Chatzi Shira of Motzei Shabbos, and one would be Mechuyiv because of the Tziruf to the Maisam Lach which is done on Motzei Shabbos. And if we consider halachically the Achronim, the one that was done on Motzei Shabbos, as being done on Sunday, Afarishanim Laila, then so too on the one that was done on Erev Shabbos will be considered as if it was done on Shabbos. Yitzar Shal Shachas Imshal Leile Shabbos, and therefore we'd be Mitzarif the Maisa Malacha, the Chatzi Shir of Shachas with Leil Shabbos, Yechayv Al Rishanim, and therefore through the Tziruf of the Rishanim of the first Chatzi Shir, he would also be Mechayv. So the Gemara ends up coming out that in this question as well, Mamanashach, you'll be mechuyev because you do in fact view the chatzi shira of Motzei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos simultaneously, and mamonoshach, you have a chatzi shira which was done by Isser. Here too, the Pnei Moshe is bothered that with the question, l'chaira, you can't say that the melacha was done the entire bein hashmashos. As we pointed out in the last question, we were forced to say that we're talking about where the Maisa Malach was done the entire bein hashmashos. Otherwise, we could not clearly say that either one, even if we viewed Motzei Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, the Malacha that which was done on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos simultaneously, we would not necessarily be able to say the Malacha was done. We pointed that out in the first Shiloh. Over here, where only a Chatzi Shir was done, it's not, you can't say that a Chatzi Shir was done the entire bein hashmashos. The way the Pnei Moshe gets out of this point is to say that we're talking about where the person did the chatzi shir at the same point in time during bein hashmashos. So since it was done at the same point in time during bein hashmashos, again we could say this mamanoshach that it's either going to be considered yom or it's going to be considered laila. Even if we would assume that bein hashmashos is chatzi yom chatzi laila, since the Maisa Malacha was done at the same exact point in time, Mamanashach was either Motzei Shabbos or Erev Shabbos was done during a Zman of Isser. And therefore, one will be mechayiv al yidei the tziruf to the chatzim malacha, which is done shachar on Shabbos morning. One will be mechayiv for the ma'isa malacha. The Gemara now continues to discuss what types of stars specifically we are dealing with when we talk about tzeis kochavim. And the Gemara says, Hadada tamar bi'ilein deles or chashain mischamya bi'amama. This that we have said, that we view tzeis kochavim as halachically considered night, these types of stars are the types of stars Hadada tamar bi'ilein. This is talking about bi'ilein. With these, the less or chason, which it's not the derech mischamya bi'amama, to be seen by day. If we're the stars that we're discussing are not the types of stars that can be seen during the day. Bram bi'ilein der chason mischamya bi'amama loy misharan buhu, because the types of stars that the derech is to be that the derech it's normal for these types of stars to be seen during the day, we can't be mishar with them at all. The only types of stars we deal with halachically are the stars that will not be normally seen during the day, which is logical because if they're seen during the day, so then there's no way you can say that it's halachically considered night, because at any point, really, we would be able to say that it's already considered. Let's say one would start seeing the stars at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know if there are such stars in the Metzius, but assuming there are, then at 12 o'clock in the afternoon already, it would be considered night. It's ridiculous to assume that it would be considered night. So therefore, we have to say that we're talking about, the Gemara is really saying something very logical, which is that we have to be assuming that the stars we're discussing are stars that are not the types of stars that are seen during the day. It has to be the types of stars that already it's dark outside, and only then can these stars be viewed. Amr of Yosi Berabi Bun Uvilachid Dieschamon Tlasa Kaichavin Barman Hada Kuchvasa. Rav Yosi Berabi Bun comes to be Maisif and to say that based on what we have just said, that stars that are seen during the day are not counted to the types of stars that we use to be Mishar, three stars. So he says, "Uvulchayid diyeschamun tlasa kachavim." It must be that specifically you must see the three stars bar min hada kochvasa, besides the first star, which is always seen during the day. We again have said on the bottom of Daf Aleph Amud Beis that one star is vaday yaim. Since one star is halachically vaday considered yaim, therefore one star is considered a star which is seen during the day. Therefore, when cheshbening out three stars, we begin our cheshben of three stars besides the first star, not including the first star. So it really comes out that for tzeis you have to see four stars. The first star, with the first star which is seen, is still considered halachically day, and therefore it's not counted as part of a star which can use to count three stars for nightfall, and then you use three stars after that first star to be considered tzeis kochavim. Rav Yaakov Duraimna, b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, he said the following: Kaichav echad vada yaim, one star is considered yaim. Shnayim laila, two stars is considered laila. Frankly, Gemara of Alesli Suffolk, he doesn't consider two stars a suffolk. Meaning we've been saying that three stars is vaday laila. Two stars is a suffolk. So two stars is somewhere between one star and three stars. It's halachically considered a question of whether it's laila or yaim. If you're going to tell me that two stars is laila and one star is yaim, so where's the suffolk? So the Gemara says, Islay, he does hold of a suffolk. He does hold of the concept of ben ashmashas. Islay suffolk, ben kaichav lekaichav. He holds that ben ashmashas exists specifically between the first and second star. Before we end today's shiur, it's kedai to go back and point out a question which is asked by in the Sefer Tal Torah from Rav Meir Arik on what Rav Yosi Bar Abun said. Rav Yosi Bar Abun, let us recall, said, he has said that the first star is not counted in the cheshbon of when one cheshbons three stars. We don't consider the first star as part of the cheshbon because of the fact that halachically the first star is still considered day. So asks the Tal Torah that on the bottom of Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara said that the lashon of the pasuk in Nehemiah was Tseis HaKochavim. The minimal amount of the Lashon Rabbim of Kochavim is 2. The Gemara was bothered that Tseis HaKochavim is considered night, and the Pashtus of the word Kochavim is that 2. 2 stars are considered night. So how could we say that Shnayim is a Suffolk? The Gemara said that it's true, Kochavim is 2, but we don't count the first star, which is halachically considered Yom. But altogether, it comes out that it's really 3 stars because the first star is not counted. And then you have Kochavim, which is a minimal of 2, in addition to the first star, which is considered halachically Yom. It comes out, L'chayr from Nakamara, that 2 stars plus the first star, which is Vada Yaim, is considered Tseisa Kochavim. It would seem from that Gemara that when we cheshbon 3 stars, we cheshbon including the first star, which is Vada Yaim. According to Rav Yosi Bar Abun, who says that we don't count the first star, L'chara, the question comes back that how do we understand the pasuk in Nehemiah, which uses the lashon of Tseisa Kochavim, which we assume means 2 stars? How can we understand this pasuk? L'chair, the pasuk seems to be telling us that 2 stars is considered night. And you can't tell me that it's 2 stars plus the first star, because that's still considered only Bein Hashmashos, according to Rav Yosi Bar Abun. So l'chair, chazer kushal aduchta, how to understand the pasuk. And in the Sefer Tal Torah, he leaves this question with a as a tzarchin. He's not sure what the answer to this question is. And with this next gemara of Tani Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adinim, that's, we'll continue with that line in the next year.